Good afternoon. Welcome to your KQCR Radio on the Go Sports Update. I'm Mike Knox. Coming at you first today is the scorecard for high school baseball, softball, and girls high school soccer. For baseball, we have Charles City at Dyke New Hartford, Fort Dodge St. Edmund at Clarion Goldfield Dowse, Clarksville at Dunkerton, Union at Grundy Center, Hampton Dumont Cal with tournament play today at Waverly Shell Rock with games scheduled against Waverly Shell Rock and versus Waterloo East as well. Columbus Catholic at Iowa Falls Alden, North Butler at Rockford, and Nashua Plainfield with two games scheduled for the West Fork Triangular, one against West Fork and also another game to be determined later. For high school softball, we have Dyke New Hartford at Gladbrook Rhinebeck, Fort Dodge St. Edmund at Clarion Goldfield Dowse, Clarksville at Dunkerton, South Tama at Applington Parkersburg, Clear Lake at Iowa Falls Alden, North Butler at Rockford, Central DeWitt versus South Hardin at the BCLU Tournament, and Nashua Plainfield playing at West Fork. For girls high school soccer, we have a few scores to announce from earlier today. For Class 1A state title game, we have Assumption beating Des Moines Christian 1-0. For the Class 2A state title game, we have Waverly Shell Rock beating Dallas Center Grimes 2-1. The Class 3A game will also take place today between Valley and Ankeny. We'll chat with the newest state champion in our area, as well as an area softball coach who has her team out to a solid start on this weekend's edition of the Channel C Sports Beat. Randy Ullman, who is in her fifth season as head coach of the Dyke New Hartford Wolverine softball team, has got a DNH to a 10-2 start after a 7-7 finish in the shortened 2020 campaign. Coach Ullman will join us to talk about the solid start for her team, as well as what's ahead this year for Dyke New Hartford softball. Also joining us on this Saturday Sport B Show is Cameron Loring, who recently won his second state title for AP Boys Tennis. Loring says the state title was the icing on top, but having a season this year was very meaningful.
Yeah, well, I was just first off really happy that we got to have this season, because it was a little still unsure with going into my senior year with COVID and everything. So I'm happy we had this season, and then I think it really just made me realize just to not take it for granted after everything that had happened with COVID, just live in the moment and enjoy it.
Loring took home his second state title in as many appearances just a few short weeks ago and will move on to play college tennis at University of Nebraska, Omaha. Cam takes some time to chat with us about the season, his future, and more on this weekend's show. Tune in to the Channel C Sports B Show this Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30 to hear from both Cam Loring and Coach Randy Ullman on 98.9 KQCR and listen online at radioonthego.com. The AGWSR Cougars hosted the South Hardin Tigers in area softball action on Thursday night. Though starting late, the game moved fairly quickly through the first four innings, but once scoring began, it was in favor of the Tigers. The Tigers won the game 6-1 and were led by freshman pitcher Haley Rizonke, who didn't allow a run until the sixth inning. For the Cougars, it was McKenna Cooper who found double plays twice defensively to lead her team statistically. Following the game, head coach Becky Rizonke had this to say about her team's win.
I absolutely love their confidence this year. They've been scratching their way to the top for a long time, and it shows. They never give up.
The AGWSR Cougars are now 7-7 overall, 2-2 in conference. The South Hardin Tigers are now 8-1 and 5-0 in conference. Softball season continues to roll along in our area, and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released their latest rankings. For Class 1A, we have Newell Fonda at number 1, Lisbon coming in at number 2, Conless Maxwell at number 3, Mason City Newman Catholic at number 8, Clarksville at number 11, and North Butler just dropping out after being ranked 14 last week. For Class 2A, we have Wilton at 1, Louisa Muscatine at 2, North Lynn at 3, Central Springs at 4, and Waterloo Columbus Catholic at 10. For Class 3A, we have Davenport Assumption at 1, Mount Vernon at 2, Williamsburg at 3, and Humboldt just dropping out after being ranked 13 last week. For Class 4A, we have Winterset coming in at number 1, Dallas Center Grimes at number 2, ADM at 3, and Charles City at 15. For Class 5A, we have Muscatine at number 1, Fort Dodge at number 2, and Waukee coming in at number 3. Visit Radio on the Go for the broadcast schedule of softball and baseball games on KLMJ and KQCR throughout the season. Less than a month after finishing the spring football season, the Ellsworth Community College Athletic Department has unveiled the schedule for next fall. The 10-game slate includes 4 home games and 6 road contests, with the opener at home against College of DuPage from Glen Ellyn, Illinois on September 4th. They are one of 3 opponents the Panthers will meet twice. ECC will also have home and away dates with ICCAC foes Iowa Western and Iowa Central. This fall marks an historic season for Ellsworth, as the college will be celebrating 60 years of football at ECC in 2021. It will also be a Hall of Fame induction year. Nominations will be taken for the Ellsworth Hall of Fame, and the induction ceremony will take place during homecoming weekend. The homecoming foe on October 30th will be Gordon's Fine Arts and Sports Academy, a prep school from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. There will be a reception and reunion for athletic teams that weekend, with more details to be released later. The fall football schedule includes a road game in Des Moines against the Grandview Junior Varsity, a tough test at Northeastern Oklahoma A&M, a trip to Colorado Springs, Colorado to face Air Force Prep, and a return engagement with College of DuPage, along with the away encounters at Iowa Western and Iowa Central. After the 2020 football season was postponed until the spring, the NJCAA allowed an 8-game schedule over a 9-week period. Thank you for tuning in to your KQCR Sports Update. I'm Mike Knox.